98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, going a while back with a band called Hooverphonic, and that's Jackie Kane. And in the studio with me right now is a, first of all, a striking figure, I must say. I love your outfit. It's a cool Western shirt you've got on. Robaloo, who does Bowles School Rockabilly. Good morning, and first of all, thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the air.
Sure. Now, you moved here not that long ago from New York, is that right?
Yeah, I come from New York City. Originally from the Bronx in New York, and the last stop was Manhattan for a couple of amazing years. And then my wife and I decided, well, just let's go west for some space. So we've been here for about 3 years now.
How do you like it out here?
Oh, love it. Love it. The desert got in my music, and it's really taken off.
What is Bowles School?
Bowles School, let's see. Well, when I was trying to change my name. I was trying to come up with a band name, you know. Well, I mean, I'm Robaloo. I already had that. But I wanted a band name, so I had this idea that I called the band Bastard Son, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard Son, like Sun Records out of Memphis. And I was just trying to think, how do you describe something like that, a bastard son? And it's like, well, you know, it's old school, but a bastard's kind of bold. And there it was, Bowles School Rockabilly.
Bowles School, I like that. How did you get into rockabilly?
You know, I've thought about that oftentimes myself, coming from the Bronx. There wasn't a whole lot of it there. But something that I thought about was, I think it happened in my formative artistic years when I was in art school. I was watching a lot of David Lynch films. And Bebopalula is what I can think of was really creepy and in there. One of those movies, maybe Blue Velvet.
Oh, yeah.
And I had all those soundtracks, and I was listening to them, not even thinking about genres. And I wasn't even a musician at that point. I would just do my sculptures or paintings, whatever I had in my mind. But yeah, it got in there. So when I took to music, there it was.
Yeah, I would imagine in the Bronx, not a lot of exposure to rockabilly, just on the street.
No, oh no. And well, you know, there was like Dion and the Belmonts came out of Belmont Avenue in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
That's like doo-wop and that thing. That happened like way before I was there.
Right.
But when I was there, yeah, certainly not.
Interesting. I like the David Lynch influence, because his movies have a lot of that kind of, and it's always creepy sort of when you hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's creepy, and then at times it's fun. I mean, those are his movies, right?
Yeah.
They can be really goofy, and then they can be really serious and fun and kind of scary like that. He's one of my primary influences creatively. Yeah, it's... I think I would have to think of David Lynch. And the interesting thing was, I was playing El Faro about 2 gigs ago. Nobody knows this about me till just now that I just said on the radio. And some woman at some point come up to me and she says, hey, you know, you're like right out of a David Lynch movie.
Really? She no, picked up on it.
She just said, I was like, what?
That must have been really equally creepy to hear that. Oh, wow, how'd they pick up on that?
Well, I think it was... when I'm at El Farol, I throw an eerie red light on myself, and
mm-hmm.
I've got these, I call it my sexy underwear drum kit. It's real sparkly and shiny and orange, you know, kind of mm-hmm. like sexy underwear ought to be. And so when you put that red light on the sparkly orange, and then me with the big old cowboy hat with the red star, and when it flips around, it does all kinds of evil looking things. Maybe there it is.
I think I can see that now. Well, aside from playing El Farol, you've got other gigs coming up, but most, the one that's coming up in just a couple of days, it's going to be this Saturday. This is a Wings for Hope event that's going on. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, this happened really naturally, the Wings for Hope benefit. I had played at Real Burger when it was over on Old Santa Fe Trail, I think it was, when I first got to town. And it wasn't really a place where people played. And sometimes when people are new in a territory, like, these kind of things can happen. I just found a way to play there. And John was so hospitable to me that I played there a couple of times. I really enjoyed playing for him. That restaurant closed. He reopened on Cerrillos. And I thought, you know what? I want to play for him again, just because I dug him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was always such a good host. And when I looked at his restaurant, I thought, I don't see how it'll work inside. But I asked him, I said, hey, John, I really like to play for you again. You think we can do like a biker rally outside? And he looked at me, he says, you're joking, right? I said, well, no, why? You don't like bikes? He goes, I'm a treasurer for Wings for Hope. I'm an avid biker my whole life.
Wow.
Like, we could
you
fill
didn't even
this
know.
Lot. So, and there it was. I had an idea to want to play outside, and he had a charity that we could benefit.
Yeah, this is Wings for Hope. They do a lot of great things for the community, for kids in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be bikes, burgers, and your music, Bold School Rockabilly, and this is going to be from 11 to 5 this Saturday. And well, let's hear some of your music. What are we going to hear right now?
What we're going to hear now is a song called Real, Real Good, and that's an original Robaloo recording. We just recorded that over at Frogville Studios with the amazing Bill Palmer as our engineer.
Excellent. Here's Robaloo. Radio Free Santa Fe with Robaloo. I love that rockabilly music. Where can people, do you have any CDs that people can purchase?
Well, we're working on it right now at Frogville. I'm recording as fast as I can dig up the scratch to get it done.
Right.
But we do have Real, Real Good ready. That's going to be available on my website real soon. That's robalooband.com. It's not ready just yet, but I'm working on iTunes, all that stuff.
So. Very cool. Now, you've got your band's got some gigs coming up on October 18th. You're going to be back at El Faro. And then on the 27th of October, it looks like a Halloween event.
Yeah, that's the Halloween ball. I mean, I don't know if you can call it a ball in a tiny little front bar area that El Faro has.
Oh, right.
But we're calling it a ball, at least I am. And we're going to have a ball.
Well, that ought to be a lot of fun. And once again, though, the event that's right around the corner is going to be this Saturday, October 6th. And it's a great benefit, Wings for Hope. And they do so much for the kids, like buy school supplies and clothes and things like that. And this is going to be at Real Burger, which is now on the corner of Mays Road on Cerrillos Road, 2641 and a half. There's going to be a vintage car and bike show. You're going to be playing, and there's going to be burgers and bikes and a lot of fun.
Yeah, burgers, bikes, and Bold School Rock.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here, Rob. And Robaloo, be sure you check them out. They're going to be playing at Elf Roll in just a couple of weeks on the 18th and 27th. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, honey. I appreciate it.